Sheldon.
Hello.
Hello. Byron?
Hi, this is Sheldon.
Yes, this is
Hi.
Sheldon. Byron, how are you?
I'm very good. I'm good. I'm well. I just wanted to get some things, on some areas of concern. I looked at the book. My family loves the book. You guys did an exceptional job. And when it comes to the preface page, there was a run-on sentence at the top, but that's fine. And also, the pages in the book were not numbered, Sheldon. So but that's just two issues, areas I call them areas of concern from my line of work, coming from the Yellow Pages. However, I noticed that Lisa told me she was going to give me some updates when it comes. I'm just looking. I was looking at all the things when it comes to far as the team. Is all the work done at this point, or is there any other? I see Barnes and Nobles has not. I checked at Barnes and Nobles. My name or the title of the book is still hasn't been uploaded in their system.
Have you been provided a preview for the Barnes and Noble at the moment? I don't think they have
I
provided the
have not.
preview
Not a
yet, because the process is that we first try to get the book published on one platform. Once it's properly published, then we do the rest of the platforms in tandem, okay? So right now, I guess
Oh,
for
that's how
you,
that
from what
works.
I know, Amazon just recently got published. So right now, Barnes and Noble should be in process. I think you should have that by, you should have a preview by Monday. And once you put the
Okay.
preview, we'll put in the upload, and the books both go live, okay?
Okay, very good. All right. Well, that sounds good, Shelley. Also, our area, I believe pretty much at this point, I had one other area of concern. I had several of my colleagues gave me 5-star reviews, and they were taken down by Amazon. And so I was told that my colleagues,
How many?
about three of them, yeah.
About three of them.
Yeah,
Okay. But I'm going to tell your
three
friends
of
to give reviews. Okay. I'm going to tell your friends to give reviews. Tell them do not put more than two a day. Because what happens is
Okay.
Amazon,
Well,
what happens is your book has just got recently live. So there's thing that Amazon does to counteract fake reviews. Okay. Sometimes
oh,
Amazon feels that
wow.
the fake reviews are being uploaded. If they feel like it's a fake review, they will take it down. That's how it usually works. It sometimes goes for a
Oh,
negative
my
review as
goodness.
well. If it's not related to the book, if it doesn't make sense, then Amazon will take it down. So that's why I'm probably sure
Oh, wow.
they got taken down.
Thanks for letting me know that. No, I did do my due diligence, Sheldon, and I did talk to the Amazon people, and the people that did do the reviews, this their responsibility to call Amazon and let them know actually that they were quite disappointed that they
You
took their
can't do
reviews down.
that because then it seems more
I
like, if you do it seems more like, okay, this might be a fake review. Do not do that. Tell your guys, give a call to Amazon, let them know this is an actual review. This is not something we're just doing randomly. Be
Okay,
sure.
yeah, I will do that, Sheldon. Is Lisa
Perfect.
okay? Is she okay, Lisa?
Yeah, she's okay. She's actually in a meeting right now. That's why I took the call.
Okay. All right, not a problem. Like I said, it's only a couple of areas of concern.
No
The
problem,
book
no
was
problem.
awesome. And I still want you to move forward. I have funding coming from my nonprofit very soon. So I still want to move forward, and I know this, like you shared with me, publishing a book is a it takes. I basically talked to a couple of friends. It takes almost a little while to get traction, and
Exactly.
as I make myself more visible on social media, as I promote, which I got 307. 307 views on Facebook, so
That's good.
promoting the book. And And I think that was really exceptional, 307 views. And I'm gonna move that over to YouTube. So at this point, that's pretty much where we're at. When it comes to the thumbnail, I have to get somebody on my end to get that all squared away, to get the thumbnail and everything on YouTube. That's kind of like I have to actually take care of that on my end. You guys have pretty much done everything that you're supposed to done in the contract?
I think everything is fulfilled at this point. However, I will see. I'll ask Lisa what are we supposed to do about the corrections, okay, since I have been off this case for a while now because Lisa has been handling this pretty well, so I wasn't really required much. So I am being honest with you, not 100% updated with everything that's going on. So I'm not sure about the complete services. I'll have to check that in with Lisa, okay?
All right, Sheldon. Good hearing your voice. Thanks for picking up. It's good. Always a pleasure talking to you. And like I said, you know, only a couple of areas are concerned with the page numbers and the, you know, had a with the preface, had a had the top of that. However, it still feels good to be able to get direct publishing, having had the copyright and having the world. Now, explain to me the world. I paid an extra $500, and I already knew that when it comes to the world ISBN, what is the difference between the world ISBN and the other ISBN? Is that a big difference?
It's a big difference because look at it this way. How should I put this? And that you go and buy different kind of foods, right? You go to the grocery store, you buy a different
food,
right? Now all of those have a serial number or a barcode, right? That barcode relates to a serial number. Now, if your serial number is just a local, if it's a local serial number, your advertisement limit, or you could just say your commercial sale limit, is limited to that specific local area. Okay? Internationally talking, if you go for an international book number, it allows you to sell your book internationally. Even, I understand Amazon is a national platform. It's able to do that. But Amazon is able to do international selling only because it assigns its own ASIN. When Amazon assigns its ASIN, two people get the marketing rights. One is the owner of the book, that is you, because you've assigned an ISBN. The other person is Amazon because they assigned their own ASIN. Okay? That's also for their own tracking. They don't take any ownership of the book, but they do have marketing rights because you're using that platform. Same goes for any other platform that you are going for, like Barnes & Noble. Now, again, the international ISBN number will allow you to market your book personally as well throughout the world. Like if you were to go for your website like you had in plan, right, you'll be able to sell the book or sell, you know, signed copies if you get to that point throughout, you know, the international market. And you won't face any problems going further.
How long for you to do a website for me? How long, since you do have my information, you didn't discard it yet. I did send over information to you.
Yes, I do have it.
Do you keep it for a certain? Okay. I'm still looking to get the website done for sure. And so basically, even with Ingram Spark, if I upload my my book, now I could upload my book to Ingram Spark. Will my international ISBNs have a still be, you know, anytime I want to upload on different platforms because I do have a world ISBN, it'll be able to reach internationally.
Yes, you'll be able to go Ingram Spark. You'll be able to go. The best thing is, if you feel like it, you can go through distribution now. Given you have this, you'll be able to go to distribution. Your book has to reach a mark. Okay, distributors just don't take any book and put it on the bookshelf. Distributors are given like a set amount of books, and they then decide, okay, this is the book that I was looking. Let's say they're given 100. Out of those 100, they'll select like 15 to 20 books. Okay, then they'll decide, okay, if this is something I can go for, this is something that's feasible to put on the market, because they also take a cut of all the sales that are going to happen, whoever the distributor might be at that point. So if your book is known, and it's a good book. You can put it on bookshelves throughout the world through distributors. But again, there will always be end for that. And only then you can go international. It seems like initially it seems like something that's very odd and that's something that shouldn't make sense. But when you actually get into it, the impact that it can make in the long run, it's so amazing.
That's amazing. I'm so excited about that. So thank you. Also, I realize also that when it comes to the book, I realize also that it takes a little footwork to get it going. However, I realize that I'm going to have traction shortly. So I'm excited, Sheldon. And I appreciate you, and I will, as soon as that funding comes, I will be actually, the website is how much again?
How much you
turn?
$14.99. Sure. What's the, I assume, if that's the code that's going to be, I assume that should be $40.99. As I said, for me personally, I do not play with numbers. I leave that to the strategist, who in this case would be Daniel McCain. So, because my job is getting the work done. Because if you are to come for the website or if you are to come for the marketing through us, okay, you'll see me being in the front lines then, okay? Dealing with the book, the initially book trailer and everything, that's going to be Lisa. But when it comes to marketing and the website, that's technical stuff, that's where I come in and that's where I take over.
Okay, sounds great. All right, well, thanks to Lisa. I said hi. Since you already took care of all my areas of concern, and I appreciate, I know she'll update me when the book gets.
She definitely will. Don't worry about it. I have, like you have called, I'm here. As soon as she's free, I'll let her know, and she'll give me a call or drop you a message, something, or whatever she feels like doing at that time, and you guys will connect, okay?
Okay, you guys are awesome. Thanks so much, Sean.
Perfect. No problem, Ron. Take care. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.